Characteristics of the commercial market. Introduction. The total value of commercial real estate in the United States is estimated to be around $11.5 trillion. The sheer size of the commercial real estate market in the United States means that significant opportunities are waiting for trained and licensed real estate professionals. The economic health of the U.S. economy is tied to the health of the real estate industry. Millions of people work directly in some aspect of real estate, including brokerage, development, construction, and agriculture. Beyond that, the industries that support real estate development include suppliers of building materials, support services, furniture manufacturers, and retailers. Most of this economic activity is financed through long-term mortgages, retail installment credit, credit cards, and vehicle financing. A modern economy would not function without the ready availability of credit. Supply and demand. Supply and demand are perhaps the primary determinants of real estate values. When the demand for real estate is high and the supply low, prices in the marketplace go up. Likewise, prices decline when the supply is high and demand is low. The real estate market does not respond as quickly to changes in supply and demand as other products. The slow response is because of the lag time involved in real estate development and the relatively long time that it takes to complete a transaction. Supply can be restricted by several factors, including land costs may increase as land for residential properties becomes scarce. The cost of vacant land available for development increases. Increases in the cost of land will ultimately lead to higher density and higher value uses. For example, land that was once in the value range of single-family development may now only be suitable for multifamily or commercial development because of its cost. Construction, labor, and material costs. As labor and material costs increase, supply may constrict. Taxation, both by income tax policy and property tax rates, affects the supply of real estate. Taxes on real property are referred to as ad valorem taxes, according to value. Economics affects supply in that the monetary policies of the Federal Reserve and the fiscal policies of the United States Congress affect the availability of funds in the marketplace. A policy that results in an abundance of funds to be loaned at low interest rates affects the supply of real estate. Local government building codes and zoning ordinances, regardless of their perceived value, tend to restrict supply. The growth policies of a city council or other local government authority may range from all growth is good growth to slow or no growth. How these preferences are applied when permitting new projects affects supply. Why do people buy commercial real estate? Several factors can determine why people buy real estate. 1. Return on investment, ROI, is the primary factor motivating people to buy commercial real estate, especially real estate investment trusts, REITs. The one reason that investors give money to REITs is to make money. Investors are trusting that REITs will make a return on their money. Properties are purchased and held in anticipation of income, appreciation, or both. 2. Resale value is another reason why people buy real estate. From an investment standpoint, buyers think about what they are going to make on the backside if they sell the property in the future. 3. Investors also look at income as a reason to buy real estate. Investors purchase multifamily properties and apartment buildings in order to collect rents as an income stream. 4. Location is another reason why people buy real estate. Sometimes investors live out of state or even out of the country, and they want to purchase a property in a certain state or city to connect them to that location. The address can also be a deciding factor. Think about the game of Monopoly. Many players are seduced by the glamour of owning expensive properties like Boardwalk and Park Place, based solely upon the clout that the address carries. Other players prefer buying up the smaller, less expensive properties on the game board, but the prestige of a fancy address is a motivating factor for some. 5. Pride of ownership also factors into the decision to purchase commercial real estate. Even though most commercial buyers are interested in the numbers over the emotional reasons for purchasing property, there is still a bit of ego mixed into the decision to buy. People take great pride in owning property as an investment. 6. Tax benefits are important to real estate investors as they can deduct the interest on their mortgages and depreciation. Deductions can add up to big bucks if they own enough real estate. 7. Building an investment portfolio with hard, tangible assets is the goal for some investors. They like that they can see their real estate investment. Unlike investing in shares of stock, which are volatile at best, going up and down with the market, real estate is an asset that is not likely to disappear. Who buys commercial real estate? Because the cost of a large commercial property is so high, there are only certain groups that can afford to buy it. Large commercial real estate companies have international contacts who represent individuals, corporations, and investor groups who can afford to purchase expensive high-end properties. These groups might include private investors, pension plans and credit unions, life insurance companies, hedge funds that deal with real estate